This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at World Sweeper. I am speaking with Mike Primo, and Mike is the owner and inventor of the Mini Brute Sweepers, which were unveiled basically in January 2012. He's based in New Orleans, and I am going to ask him to tell us about why he decided to get into the sweeper making business and what makes him think he can make a sweeper. Hey, Mike, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Ranger, thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, you've been in sweeping for actually quite a while, and there are some reasons why you decided as a result of that to build your own sweeper. So give me a little background, if you would, about how you got into sweeping and how long you've been doing it and what the transition was to move toward building a sweeper.
Well, very good. I'm a contractor, so I work every night with them. Started building just out of the idea and the necessity. Had to have a sweeper. They started out doing lawn maintenance for a lot of the property companies, so they asked if we could do some sweeping, and I figured it would be easier with a sweeper. So had a couple of different ideas, made a few of them, bought some of the bigger models, and I just thought that's kind of expensive to run. Gas is high. They're very expensive to begin with. Had a lot of trucks, thinking, you know what, you can make your own, make a vacuum, put it on your truck, let's see what happens. So started with that, very small operation, just made one for me to run. Been doing it for the past 14 years, so here I am, you know.
Well, I noticed that this one is poly, but what did you start with?
First one I made was out of metal shelving, big square panels. Made a box, put a motor on it. It worked well, but I was thinking I could increase the power. So when it went with the two-motor system, Briggs & Stratton, 6.5 horsepower, with two basically billy goat-style intakes on it. The way it's baffled inside, it'll completely fill the machine. So I went from the metal to plastic, had one for a while that it would kind of dip and collapse. Went to the newer plastic, something lower, where you can see out of the back of the truck. It's only a little less than 2 feet tall. So when it's in the back of the truck, you can actually use your truck and see.
What's the hopper capacity in your production model here that you have for sale, Mike?
All right, the hopper is 5 feet long. It's 4 feet wide, and it's a little less than 2 feet tall. So it's that's why it fits in pretty much anything. It has cutout for wheel wells if you want to permanently mount it. I've gotten about 6 large outdoor garbage cans full of trash out of it, basically. It's a rake out, so you have to lift the lid and fill up your garbage cans or bags. That's one of the advantages to it. You can either dump it into a garbage can. You can dump it from there into a dumpster. You can bag it. You can do leaves. It picks up sand. I mean, it's just an incredible machine. It's pretty much what the big guys will do.
Well, your video shows that it'll pick up quite a bit of debris. It's quite an assortment that it picks up. Is there anything you have to shy away from with this unit?
No, not really. The biggest thing that I deal with is maybe a full diaper. You know, you still want to run over it anyway. But as far as the intake to it, you can lower it a little bit. Picks up sand and pretty much dirt, wet leaves. You can. I run it about a half inch off the ground. It lets me pick up pretty much anything, full garbage, bags, cans, pretty much anything. As long as you direct it towards the intake for bigger things and then just let it sweep across like a normal sweeper for the air blowing.
Is there any kind of a curb blowing system to it?
There is none, but on the truck itself, it sticks out. Depending on your truck and your wheel well, and your tire size, of course, it sticks left of the driver's side from 4 to 10 inches. So you just run it along the curb, and it sucks out everything.
What happens if it hits the curb? Is it okay? I mean, it can slide along the curb. And
it slides right along the curb. It doesn't really hit your tires. I've learned to use it. I've also learned to take a hand blower and just drive and hit the curb, and it'll pop right back at you, and it sucks it right up. I mean, that's how you get all the cigarette butts and everything out of the cracks and things. I mean, it works like a regular sweeper. You just don't have all the super maintenance and all the craziness. That's why it's cut down in price. It's just exciting, man. It's picking up everything.
The price tag is currently $6,500 as of the beginning of 2012. That's certainly an attractive price tag, and one that would allow people with not a lot of money in the bank to get into the business.
That's correct. There's a couple other good things about it, too, as far as being in a business. I mean, I'm thinking of maybe landscapers that could pull a trailer, you know, with it and go cut the grass, pick up all their leaves. It's just a bigger range of sweeper. I mean, you could really use it in anything, maybe put it in a trailer. I haven't tried it yet. I do one of the largest retail areas in New Orleans with it and have done it for over 10 years. And they're just so excited. I mean, it's always clean. I can back into areas, back into corners. It's just a cool machine. And it's easy to use, easy to operate. Has two Briggs & Stratton 6.5 horsepower motors on it, which cuts down on your gas. And you can also write that, I don't know if certain people take mileage, you can write the gas off. You know, so it's, you kind of save both ways.
Sure. And what's the advantage of having twin motors rather than a single one?
Well, there's a lot. First of all, the options you have with it. A lot more intake. Like I said, the machine will pick up till it completely fills up. The whole hopper, the whole intake tube, 10-inch intake tube, it'll pick up until it's full. It's all about the baffling system. So the motors are strong. The nice thing about them is they last forever because you're thinking about of a lawnmower motor, basically. But it has a big impeller, a lot of weight. So they run at about half speed. Once you get them running, they keep the motor spinning. So it's not like it's chopping. There's no trash that hits the framework. It's just pulling an impeller. So that way, the weight is cut to where the motor runs more efficiently. It burns a lot less fuel. And then it'll also work if one of your motors goes out. So a single unit motor, if it goes out, you're done, right? It's very odd that two motors will go out at the same time. So you're constantly working.
Well, that does sound like an advantage.
Yeah, that's the idea behind it.
Mm-hmm. And although it is, you know, rake-out style or, you know, it's not self-dumping,
right.
With the price tag, you can do a lot of shoveling. That's for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's made to where it's a flat shovel out, so the water, if you get on an incline, it'll dewater itself, and you don't have any lips to deal with. It'll actually just rake right out. So, very cool.
How about dust in the summer months? I know that there's plenty of heat that happens down in the New Orleans area. Is dust suppression a problem?
As far as what the machine picks up or what it
What it kicks up and puts in the air, that sort of thing?
Well, it does have an outflow of air on both of the machines. You can actually adjust that outflow of air to increase your intake. But it will pick up the dust. It will blow out dust. The filtering system on it is small enough to keep anything from flying out, like feathers, things like that, believe it or not. Down here we have a lot of seagulls. So the seagulls leave a lot of feathers. And they're wet, and it just, you know, it picks them up, it keeps it in there. And sand falls to the ground, falls to the bottom of the hopper. So it stays in there. You don't really have to, we're very wet, very dry, very hot. That was an issue of mine, too, with one of the sweepers. I didn't have a real good frame on the inside of plastic. And in our hot weather, the plastic will dip. So this is completely framed on the inside with metal. You can stand on it. I use it. I put all my empty garbage cans. So the garbage bags go on top of that like a platform. It's very flat. Just very usable. It's very friendly.
Are you ready to sell these units? Are they for sale, custom build to order, or how does that work?
Yeah, I'm going to build them myself. I have to start slow. I'm going to keep my job, and then if people get interested in them, then we'll see where it goes. That's all I can do.
Well, Well, that makes sense. That's how a lot of sweeping contractors get into the sweeping contracting business, so it makes sense that that's a way to get into the sweeper manufacturing business as well.
Well, you know, it's a scary thing, but the idea is there. The product is already built, and it's been working, and it works so well. I mean, it's just incredible to see the things that this thing actually picks up. You know, it's just exciting. I want somebody else to be able to do the same thing I'm doing. Let's get people out there making some money. It's a little bit cheaper than what I've seen on the market. That's the idea. So let's get people working.
Well, it's a difficult margin time out there in power sweeping, certainly, and that goes for what you can get for per hour for your sweeping, as well as it's difficult in that sweepers are very expensive. You know, twin-engine chassis-mounted sweeper, you're looking at $75,000, $85,000 and up.
And, I can't afford that as a contractor, so that's why I'm doing this, you know. I'm in the same. I work for myself, you know, so I'm out there doing the same thing. I'm out there grinding, so I need something I can afford, I can operate, I can work on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
And that you can afford to operate, putting those words together.
Keep the oil change, and this thing runs forever. I've been running this new prototype that's the one for sale. I did a couple of alterations on the basket, made it a little bit wider. It's now 5 feet, so it picks up even more. I've been running it for about a year and a half now. I haven't changed the motor. I haven't had any problems with the motor. It's just that's the only working part on it. So just keep the oil changed and you're good to go. Even the drag shoes are just perfect. The plastic, I haven't replaced any rubber yet. I mean, as long as you adjust it and watch it, it's a perfect machine. It really works. I mean, you have to maintain your machine like everything. I mean, if it's a lawnmower or a blower, but the machine just works, man. It's great.
Well, that sounds like a good place to leave it. You are findable at minibrutesweepers.com. We'll have in the article your phone number and other email and other contact information. Is there any other thought that you'd like to leave people with?
No, I'm just want to bring a good product to the market. Let's see what happens to it. Like I said, let's get out there. Let's get some work. All right, Ranger, I appreciate it, buddy. It's been great.
All right. Thank you, Mike. I look forward to following this and seeing where it all gets you. I think it's an exciting, low-cost, high-productivity product that you're bringing out there, and it'll be interesting to see what the market does for you.
I appreciate it very much.